Lucas,
Luke,
capítulo 7.
Chapter 7.
Versículos, vamos,
verses
36 al 50.
36 to 50.
Vamos a tener ahí la lectura.
So we're going to have the scripture reading here.
Y comenzaremos con el sermón.
And then we'll start with the sermon. One of the Pharisees asked him to eat with him, and went into the Pharisee's house and reclined at table. And behold, a woman of the city who was a sinner, when she learned that he was reclining at a table in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster flask of an ointment. And standing behind him at his feet, weeping, she began to wet his feet with her tears, and wiped them with the hair of her head, and kissed his feet, and anointed them with the ointment. Now when the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he said to himself, if this man were a prophet, he would have known who and what sort of woman this is who is touching him, for she is a sinner. And Jesus answering said to him, Simon, I have something to say to you. And he answered, say it, teacher. A certain money lender had two debtors, one owed 500 denarii and the other 50. When they could not pay, he canceled the debt of both. Now which of them will love him more? Simon answered, the one, I suppose, for whom he canceled the larger debt. And he said to him, you have judged rightly. Then turning towards the woman, he said to Simon, do you see this woman? I enter your house. You gave me no water for my feet, but she has wet my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You gave me no kiss, but from the time I came, she has not ceased to kiss my feet. You did not anoint my head with oil, but she had anointed my feet with ointment. Therefore, I tell you, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved more. But he who is forgiven a little loves little. And he said to her, your sins are forgiven. Then those who were at the table with him began to say among themselves, who is this who even forgives sins? And he said to the woman, your faith has saved you. Go in peace.
Acompáñame.
Let's pray.
Señor,
Father,
darte gracias.
Lord, we give you thanks
por este tiempo.
For this time,
que podemos abrir tu palabra.
So we can open your word.
Que podemos aprender de ella.
We can learn from it.
Mi oración,
my prayer,
es que transformes nuestro corazón.
Is that you can transform our hearts.
A través de tu palabra.
Through your word.
En el nombre de tu hijo amado oramos.
In the name of our beloved Jesus we pray.
Amén.
Amen.
Muy bien. Le nombré una comida con el maestro.
Eating with the teacher.
Y quisiera hacerte una pregunta para comenzar.
And I want to ask you something to start.
¿Qué harías tú?
What would you do?
Si tuvieras una comida con el maestro.
If you had a meal with the teacher.
Según la historia que leímos.
According to the story that we read.
Puedes tomar dos posiciones.
You can take two different positions.
La del fariseo.
The Pharisee position.
O la de la mujer pecadora.
Or the woman with sin.
Respóndete esta pregunta ahorita.
So answer yourself this question right now.
¿Cuál elegirías?
What would you choose?
Y
and
sé sincero contigo.
Being sincere yourself.
Cuando terminemos,
when we end,
te voy a hacer la misma pregunta.
I will ask you the same question.
¿Cuál serías tú?
What will you be?
¿Cuál crees que hubieras sido tú?
What do you think will you be on this person?
Esperemos que el Señor cambie nuestro corazón esta mañana.
So I hope that God can change our hearts this morning.
Okay. La primera parte.
So the first part.
I don't know what happened. Okay. Bueno, la primera parte la he llamado la trampa.
The trap.
Gracias. Es la invitación.
This is the invitation
del fariseo
from the Pharisee
al Señor Jesús.
To, the Lord Jesus.
Y es probablemente una trampa.
And it's probably a trap
para ver si realmente era un profeta o no.
To see if this man was really a prophet or no.
Para ver qué era realmente.
To see who he was.
En el versículos atrás que me gustaría que leyéramos.
Let's go and read those.
33 y 34,
33 and 34
nos da luz a que podría ser una trampa.
Tell us some clarity about this could be a trap.
¿Puede leer?
Yeah, 33 and 34. For John the Baptist has come eating no bread and drinking no wine, and you say he has a demon. The Son of Man come eating and drinking, and you say, look at him, a glutton and drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners, yet wisdom is justified by all her children.
Entonces,
so,
los fariseos no querían a Juan el Bautista,
didn't like John the Baptist,
y no querían al Señor Jesús,
didn't like Jesus neither,
contrapunteándose con lo que ellos creían.
But they were thinking about what they believed of them.
Sobre que uno no comía ni bebía.
So the one didn't drink or eat with people.
Y el Señor Jesús,
and then the Lord Jesus,
comía y bebía
and drinking
con pecadores.
With the sinners.
Entonces, so, de ahí tomamos esta posición que podría ser una trampa.
So from there we can see that they were just looking for something and it's a trap.
Un pequeño dato cultural.
A little bit cultural insight here.
Que el fariseo,
so the Pharisee,
le rogó al Señor Jesús que comiera con él.
Asked the Lord Jesus to come and eat with him.
Se consideraba,
so it was considered,
una ofensa,
an offense,
que tú aceptaras a la primera una invitación.
It wasn't right that you accept this invitation at the first time.
Y tenías que, aunque quisieras decir que sí,
so even you wanted to say yes to that invitation,
decías la primera vez no.
The first time you say no.
Para darle la oportunidad al que te invitaba.
So you give the opportunity to the one that is invited,
el honor,
the host, to give the honor
de volverte a invitar.
Of asking you again and inviting you again.
Cuando vas a Hechos 16:15.
You go to Acts 16.
15. 16:15.
16:15.
Ahí.
There.
Podemos hallar esta referencia.
We can see this reference.
Lidia. Le rogó a Pablo
Paul,
que si consideraba que ella fuera buena,
if he considered that she was okay or
de buen testimonio,
good testimony,
fue pasaran a su casa.
Then they can come into her house.
Pasaron una serie de cosas, pero al final del capítulo,
so there was some things that happened there by the end of the chapter,
tú ves que Pablo termina yendo a la casa,
we can see that Paul goes to her house,
y ahí estaban los hermanos en la casa de Lidia.
And the brethren were there at the house of Lydia.
Entonces, era esta parte, ellos rogaban.
So this is the part where they insist on the invitation for people.
Y era una situación de honra.
And this is an honor situation.
O ofensa.
Or even of an offense.
Poder aceptar antes, ¿no?
To accept at the first time.
Entonces, esto es lo que pensaba el fariseo.
So this is what the Pharisee is thinking.
Vamos a ver qué hay.
So let's see what's here.
Vamos a ver quién es este hombre.
Let's see who he is.
El que se dice ser un profeta.
The one that says he is a prophet.
Y la segunda parte.
And the second part
es la mujer pecadora.
The sinful woman.
Y en esta parte,
in this part,
vamos a tomar ahí algunas cosas también culturales porque
also I would like to see some cultural things.
Porque en nuestra mente occidental,
because in our occidental mindset,
cuando dice que se sentó el Señor Jesús,
when it says like the Lord Jesus sat at the table,
y la mujer estaba a su espalda,
and then the woman was on his back,
lavándole los pies,
washing his feet,
no, en mi mente,
in my mind,
me hacía pensar,
I start thinking,
que estaba detrás de la silla,
that he was behind the chair,
intentando lavarle los pies,
trying to wash his feet.
Pero culturalmente,
culturally,
se sentaban diferente.
They were sitting in a different positions.
Aquí tienes algunas dos tipos de mesas que se usaban en ese tiempo.
So you have two kind of tables, that they used at that time.
La mesa alta a tu izquierda,
the high table on your left,
y la mesa baja a tu derecha.
And then the lower table on your right.
Pero se estilaba en ese tiempo,
but in that time, they used to,
acomodarse de la misma manera para comer.
Sit down at the same position to eat.
Entonces, con esta imagen,
so with this image,
nuestra mente,
our mind,
podría entrar,
could get
la mujer,
the woman,
lavándole los pies al Señor Jesús.
How the woman is washing the feet of the Lord.
¿Sí? Entonces,
so,
esta mujer,
this woman,
llegó a llorar a sus pies.
came to cry unto Jesus' feet.
A lavarle los pies.
And wash his feet.
A derramar un perfume en sus pies.
A perfume to his feet.
Ahora, ¿cuánto costaría un perfume?
So how much was the value? How much it cost?
Podríamos perfume? Leer.
Now let's read this. Mark 14, 33 and 5. And while he was at Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, as he was reclining at table, a woman came with an alabaster flask of ointment of pure nard, very costly. And she broke the flask and poured it over his head. There were some who said to themselves indignantly, why was the ointment wasted like that? For this ointment could have been sold for more than 300 denarii and given to the poor, and they scold her.
300 denarios era el valor.
300 denarii was the cost.
Podría ser el perfume que tenía esta mujer.
That could be the perfume that she had.
¿Cuánto costaba un denario?
How much was a denarii?
Según
according
Mateo
Matthew
22,
after agreeing with the laborers for a denarius a day, he sent them into his vineyard.
Entonces era el salario de una persona
denarius, the salary of person
que trabajaba en el campo.
That worked in the field.
Okay, entonces,
okay.
300
so
denarios
300 denarii,
era 300 días de trabajo.
300 days of work,
si consideramos que trabajaban 5 días a la semana, multiplicando por las 52 semanas,
son
260 días trabajados al año. Entonces, estamos hablando de que ese perfume valía más de un año de trabajo de una persona. Y llegó a derramarlo a sus pies. Llegó a lavar y enjuagar sus pies. Ahora,
now,
en la mente del fariseo no estaba esta mujer.
In the mind of the Pharisee, the woman was not in the story.
No, pero
but,
fue el anzuelo perfecto.
It was the hook, the perfect hook.
Porque
because
él quería probar al Señor Jesús.
He wanted to test Jesus, the Lord Jesus.
Y entonces se descubre o nos descubre el Señor
so the Lord Jesus discovered to us
la mente de el fariseo.
The mind of the Pharisee now.
¿No? Y dice, este hombre,
says, this man,
si supiera quién es esta mujer, no se dejaría tocar.
He couldn't, allow him to touch her.
O sea, todo esto tiene que ver con la purificación
so
del fariseo.
Pharisee,
si tocaba algo impuro,
if he touches the impure,
tenía que lavarse y limpiarse.
She needed to, be washed and be clean.
Y el fariseo pensaba,
and then the Pharisee is thinking,
si él sabía que es una mujer pecadora,
if he knows that this is a sinner woman,
él no se dejaría tocar.
He might not let her touch.
Porque tiene que ir a purificarse.
Then he needs to go and clean himself.
Y tiene que pasar varios días.
He needs to spend some days.
Aquí descubres un poco el corazón de los dos.
So you discover here a little bit of the heart of both.
De el fariseo.
The Pharisee,
que él lo que pensaba es, nunca una mujer de esas me va a tocar.
So what he's thinking is like, I will never let one of these women touch me.
No, necesito purificarme.
Because I need to purify myself.
Qué flojera.
Without, what, that's too much.
Probablemente era por su
maybe,
testimonio.
Maybe it's because of his testimony.
Que no fueran tocados por alguien pecador.
They didn't want others to see a woman like that touching them.
Pero la mujer,
but the woman,
se rindió a los pies del Señor.
Surrendered to Jesus, to the Lord's feet.
Y al Señor Jesús no le importó eso.
And Jesus was not, he was okay with that. That this doesn't bother him.
Entendía la necesidad que ella tenía.
Because he knew the need that she had.
Y lloraba.
And she was crying.
Y lloraba.
And crying.
Y lloraba.
And crying.
Quizás porque ella conocía la carga que traía.
Because she knows exactly what was all the burden that she was carrying.
Lo que ella necesitaba al Señor.
And how much she needs the Lord.
Y el fariseo.
And then the Pharisee.
Decía, ay, no.
He was like, oh, no.
No le gustaba.
He did not like that.
Pero fue el perfecto anzuelo para ver
but it was the perfect hook
qué había en esta situación.
How the situation was.
Ahora, so, la parábola.
The parable,
la parábola es ya cuando el Señor
is when the Lord,
resuelve quizás todo.
He maybe is, giving clarification to everything here.
Primero.
First.
¿Qué podría significar una parábola o la palabra parábola?
What could a parable really mean here? And a parable means is something that helps.
Esto es, perdón, esto es algo que a mí me funciona en mi mente para entender.
This is something that helps my mind understand what's this.
¿Puedes leer? Yeah.
Parable is something that helps you understand using something you know to teach you something you don't know.
Porque si vas a la etimología de la palabra,
if you go to the etymology of the word,
es una palabra compuesta,
it's a compound word,
que dice que lanzas algo al lado de otra cosa,
that says that you send something besides another thing,
con el fin de comparar.
With the ending of comparing.
¿No? Entonces, esto funciona más en mi mente, es algo que te va a enseñar,
so this is how it works in my mind. It's something that is going to help you,
algo que no conoces.
Something that you don't know.
¿Sí? El Señor Jesús las usó para enseñar sobre el cielo.
So Lord Jesus used those parables to teach about heaven.
Dice, el cielo era semejante a, es
heaven,
semejante
heaven
a.
Is like, or similar like,
y enseñaba a través de una parábola.
He was teaching through parables.
Enseñaba cómo es el cielo,
how the heaven is,
con algo que podías conocer o ver.
Something that you can understand or you can see.
A el fariseo le dice una parábola para que él pueda entender lo que estaba pasando. El fariseo creía que estaba correcto él. Para él estaba correcto. Este punto es bien importante. Porque cuando uno no ve su pecado,
our own sin,
cree que está bien.
Everybody thinks you're okay.
Si tú creces en una casa donde mienten,
if you grew up in a home that they lie all the time,
para ti está bien.
This is okay.
Si creciste viendo a tu papá mentir,
if you grew up watching your dad lying,
tú crees que eso está bien.
You think that is correct.
Si tú creciste viendo a un padre violento en casa,
you grew up with a father that was just harming or attacking physically,
crees que eso está bien.
A violent dad, you think that's okay.
El fariseo,
so the Pharisee, grew up
creyendo
believing
esta parte,
this part,
y no se daba cuenta lo que estaba, el pecado que estaba cometiendo.
He wasn't being aware about his own sin,
excluyendo a estas personas.
And he was trying to exclude that people.
Si vas a los evangelios
if you go to the Gospels,
y ves
and you see
la vida de Cristo,
the life of Christ,
el Señor Jesús,
Lord Jesus,
llegó a muchas personas como esta mujer.
He was dealing with people like this woman.
Sí, vas y ves que revivió, bueno, ya saqué mi español, pero revivió al hijo de una viuda.
He bring to life the son of a widow.
¿No? Y tocó el féretro.
And then touched the tomb.
¿Ves?
So you can see.
Y nuestra mente necesitaría entender esa parte, porque la viuda y por qué le resucitó a su hijo.
Why he helped risen the boy or the kid.
Te lo dejo de tarea.
So that's a homework to think.
Pero llegó a estas personas,
he came to those people,
que nadie las quería.
That no one loves them.
Sanó leprosos.
He healed lepers.
Y un leproso tenía que tener una campana de
and
vaca.
The leper needed to have like a cowbell.
Un cencerro.
Something that, like a cowbell.
Para que supieran que él estaba.
So people were aware that he was there.
Y se alejaran de él.
And people could go away from the leper.
Y el Señor Jesús lo sanó.
And Jesus came and healed this man.
Esa es la parte
that is the part
que quizás
that maybe
no alcanzaba a ver el fariseo.
The Pharisee couldn't see.
¿A dónde estaba llegando el Señor?
Where the Lord wanted to get.
Cegado por su pecado.
Because he was blinded by his own sin.
Entonces en la parábola,
so in the parable,
resolvemos esto.
We solve this.
¿Tú sabes cuánto se te perdonó en la cruz?
Do you know how much it was paid for you at the cross?
Mira, la parábola,
so the parable,
dice que
it says that
cuando yo entré,
when I came in,
tú no me lavaste los pies, no me diste ni siquiera agua para lavarme los pies.
You don't even, gave me water to wash my feet.
Sigue siendo partes culturales.
So there are still cultural, situations.
Tenían, usaban sandalias,
so they used sandals,
había polvo afuera,
and there's some dust outside,
lo usual era
so the normal was
que se lavara los pies
that they wash his feet
antes de entrar a la casa.
Before came into the house.
Y regularmente
and normally,
tenían
they,
personas
they had people
que les limpiaran los pies.
That do that,
¿sí?
Clean their feet.
Si era un maestro, si era considerado un maestro,
teacher,
le ungían
they anointed
con aceite.
With oil.
Entonces,
so,
el Señor le dice,
so the Lord is saying,
¿ves a esta mujer?
Can you see this woman?
Ella,
she,
desde que yo entré,
since I arrived here,
no ha dejado
she hasn't
de limpiar mis pies.
Stop washing my feet.
Con sus lágrimas los enjuaga. Los limpia.
And wash my feet with, her tears.
Y tú no me diste ni siquiera agua.
You didn't even give me water.
Sí, ya no digamos que lo pasó, había un cuarto que era el de limpieza. Ni siquiera que le dio un cuarto.
And didn't even give him a time or a room.
Simplemente le dice, no me diste agua.
You didn't give me water.
No me ungiste.
You didn't anoint
no hiciste nada para
you didn't
mí.
Do anything for me.
La parábola,
so the parable,
compara a un hombre que debe 50 denarios
comparing a man that owe, 50 denarii,
con uno que debe 500,
and another that is a 50
denarii, y a los dos es perdonado.
And both debts are forgiven.
Si sacamos las cuentas, será alto.
And if we do all this math, it was a lot.
Los dos debían mucho.
I mean, both. Oh, a lot.
Simplemente comparado el 50 a 500.
But simply, we compare 50 to 500.
Dices el de 500 estaba muy perdido.
The one of the 500 was totally lost.
El fariseo juzga bien.
And the Pharisee is judging correctly.
La parábola.
The parable.
Y dice, bueno, el que ama más.
Okay, that one that loves more.
El que se le perdonó más.
The one that was forgiven the more.
Pero ¿cuál es aquí el punto que,
well, what is here the point
que tenemos que ver?
That we need to see.
Porque el Señor
the Lord
no está diciendo
is not saying
que el fariseo es más santo que la pecadora.
That the Pharisee is better, is holy, more holy than the sinner.
Sino que los
but
dos
both
han sido perdonados.
Have been forgiven.
¿Recuerdas el testimonio de mi esposa y el mío?
Do you remember our testimonies, my wife and myself?
Es diferente.
It's different testimonies.
Ella creció en una casa cristiana.
She grew up in a Christian home.
Yo no.
I did not.
Yo crecí en la calle.
I grew up in the streets.
Y dijeras, wow.
And you might say, wow.
Jorge se le perdonó mucho.
Jorge was forgiven a lot.
Pero si entendemos,
but if we understand,
que teníamos,
that we had,
tanto mi esposa como yo,
my wife and myself,
un letrero en el pecho,
a big sign on our chest,
que decía pecador rumbo
said,
al infierno.
Sinner on the way to hell.
Se nos perdonó igual.
We were forgiven the same.
Hemos sido grandemente perdonados.
We have very great forgiven.
Tanto ella como yo.
Even her or myself.
Esto es lo que le estaba diciendo
this
el fariseo.
What's happening here with the Pharisee.
Tú necesitas también el perdón.
You also need the forgiven.
Tú no amas de esta manera.
You don't love this way.
Porque no crees que necesitas ese perdón.
You don't think you need this forgiven.
Y
and
dentro del mundo cristiano,
among the Christian world,
tristemente,
unfortunately,
hemos adoptado
we have adopted
muchas cosas que parece para nosotros normales.
A lot of things that are normal for us.
Una de esas es la mentira.
One of those is the lie.
¿Tú conoces qué dice Jesucristo de la mentira?
You know what Jesus said about lying?
Dice que es diabólica.
He says that it's from the devil.
Juan capítulo 8.
John chapter 8.
Una discusión acalorada entre fariseos y el Señor Jesucristo.
It was a very hard discussion between the Pharisees and Jesus.
Y le dice, ustedes son hijos de Satanás.
And he told them, you are the son of Satan.
Porque Satanás es mentiroso y padre de mentira.
Because Satan is a liar and is the father of the lie.
Entonces, so, la conclusión es,
the conclusion here
es que la mentira es satánica.
The lie is from Satan, comes from Satan.
Y es algo que hemos adoptado.
And it's something that we have adopted.
Es algo que miento
something that I lie
para librarme de mi jefe en el trabajo.
So I can not have some repercussions with my boss at the work.
Miento
or I lie
porque no quiero volver a escuchar a mi esposa
because
que me regañe.
I don't want to hear my wife telling me those things.
En lugar de tomar la responsabilidad
to take the responsibility
de mi pecado
of my own sin
y solucionarlo correctamente.
And bring solution correctly.
Y estamos adoptando cosas
so we are adopting some things
que decimos, ah, yo soy enojón.
And I said, like, well, I have a bad temper.
Así soy.
And I'm like that.
Así me conoció mi esposa.
That's the way my wife, know me and met
que me aguante.
So she needs to deal with that.
No.
No.
La ira no es correcta en nosotros.
So, anger is not correct in us.
Tiene que haber fruto del Espíritu en nuestro corazón.
It needs to be the fruit of the Spirit in our hearts.
Para cambiar
so we can change
lo que estamos haciendo.
So we can change what we're doing.
¿Ahora entiendes cuánto se te perdona en
now,
la cruz?
You understand how much you have been forgiven?
Muchísimo.
There's a lot.
El destino era igual.
Destiny is the same.
Tanto para mi esposa como para mí.
My wife or for me.
Si no creíamos en Cristo,
if we did not believe in Christ,
íbamos a ir al infierno.
We go to hell.
Esa es la realidad.
That is the reality.
¿Qué tanto amas?
So how much you love?
El amor
love
que mostramos a nuestros hermanos
that we show to our brethren
es el amor que nosotros mostramos a Dios.
Is the love that we show to God.
La palabra dice que no puedo decir que amo a mi hermano si no amo a Dios.
The word says you cannot say I love your brother or sister if you don't love God.
Entonces,
so,
¿qué tanto estamos amando?
How much are you loving?
¿Qué tanto entendemos cuánto se nos perdonó en la cruz?
How much we understand how much we have been forgiven at the cross.
¿Qué tanto tenemos que sacar de nuestro corazón?
How much we need to take out from our heart.
¿De qué forma podríamos limpiar nuestro corazón?
Which way can we clean our heart?
¿Con la palabra de Dios?
With the word of God.
¿No hay más?
There's no other.
Esto es lo que necesitamos.
This is what we need.
Para poder limpiar
in order to clean
nuestro corazón.
Our heart.
Hermano,
my brother,
¿qué necesitas sacar ahora de
what
tu vida?
Do you need to take out from your life,
que creías
that you thought
que era normal,
that is a normal thing,
pero que es pecado.
That is a sin.
¿Qué es lo que Dios te está pidiendo desde hace mucho, quizá?
What is God asking you? Maybe from before and many time back he has been asking you for something.
O quizás te diste cuenta ahora.
Or maybe you just figured out today, right now.
Gloria a Dios.
Glory to God.
Pero necesitamos hacer algo.
But we need to do something.
Hay muchas formas prácticas de hacerlo.
There are many practical ways to do it.
Busca al pastor.
Go and look for your pastor.
Busca a alguien que consideres maduro espiritualmente.
Or go and look for someone that you consider is a mature Christian.
Haz tu devocional.
Start doing your devotional.
Quizás ese sea el mayor problema.
Maybe that's the biggest of the problems.
Mira, una de las cosas que yo me he dado cuenta
one of the things that I realize
en mi vida
in my life,
cuando tengo un mal día
when I have a bad day,
es porque no fui a la palabra.
Because I didn't went through the Bible.
Y quizás culpamos muchas más cosas.
Maybe we blame some other things around us,
pero la responsabilidad es nuestra.
But the responsibility is ours.
Y una de las cosas primeras que dejamos de hacer
and one of the first things we stopped doing
es tener nuestro tiempo con Dios.
Is to have our time with our God.
Y eso es lo que nos está acabando.
And that is what is just killing us.
No pasar tiempo con Dios.
Not spending time with
Paul David Tripp, en uno de sus libros,
Paul David Tripp, in one of his books,
que se llama, en español es El Llamamiento Peligroso, no sé si lo conozcas en inglés.
Dangerous Calling, I'm sorry. I know the book in Spanish, but I'm not in English. So
that's okay.
I think that could be the title, Dangerous Calling.
Dice que cuando hablaba con pastores,
it says that when he was speaking with pastors,
que habían tenido un tipo de falta grave, un pecado,
they passed through a sin that was a trouble,
comenzaron,
they started,
dejando de tener su tiempo con Dios.
The problem was that they stopped. The problem was stop having their time with the Lord.
Hermano,
so
vayamos a los pies de Cristo.
Let's go to Jesus' feet.
Ahí necesitamos estar.
This is where we need to be.
Ahí necesitamos, sí,
this is where we need to go,
rendir nuestro corazón
to surrender our heart,
para poder hacer la voluntad del Padre.
So we can do God's Father's will.
Permíteme.
Let me pray.
Señor,
Lord,
darte gracias
give you thanks
por tu palabra,
for your word,
por tu amor,
for your love,
por el sacrificio de tu Hijo en la cruz.
For the sacrifice of your son at the cross.
Gracias, Padre.
Thank you, Father.
Porque viste la necesidad,
because you saw the need,
de salvarnos,
of salvation,
que éramos incapaces de salvarnos,
because we were not capable to save ourselves,
y enviaste a tu Hijo.
And you sent your son.
Gracias.
Thank you.
Por el sacrificio de tu Hijo.
For the sacrifice of your son.
Gracias por tu palabra.
Thank you for your word.
Ayúdanos.
Help us.
Para poder sacar
take out
lo malo de nuestro corazón.
All the evil from our heart.
En el nombre de Cristo Jesús.
I pray in the name of Jesus.
Amén.
Amen.
Thank you so much, Jorge, and thank you as well to Pastor David Martinez for translating for us non-Spanish speakers, but a wonderful message for us this morning, and what a great place to be is meditating on our Lord Jesus Christ and his ministry from Luke chapter 7.